Title: Arrange an Amen Style Intro with Minimal CPU Load in Ableton Live 12 Beginner. Alright, let's build a classic Amen Style drum and bass intro in Ableton Live 12, but with one big rule: your CPU doesn't get to complain. We're going for that jungle slash DNB feeling where the break starts distant and filtered, then slowly comes into focus, picks up momentum, throws a couple of cheeky edits, and hands off cleanly into the drop. And we're going to do it in a way that stays lightweight. Audio first, simple devices, smart returns, and then we commit it to audio early. Before we touch anything, set your tempo. Put it around 172 to 176 BPM. I'll pick 174. That's a super safe DNB default. Now look up at global quantization and set it to 1 bar. This makes your arranging feel locked, especially when you're duplicating clips and doing quick edits. Next, create 3 audio tracks and name them so you stay organized. Amen Main Top Hats Layer Effects or Riser. And create 2 return tracks. Return A is short verb, return B is delay. Here's the mindset. One good reverb on a return is way cheaper than putting a reverb on every track. Same with delay. We'll send into them instead of stacking plugins. Quick coach tip. In Live 12, go to View and open Performance Impact. Keep it visible. This is your CPU truth teller. If you see spikes later, you'll actually know why. Now let's get the Amen in. Drag an Amen break or any Amen style loop onto Amen Main. Click the clip and make sure warp is on. Then set warp mode to beats. In preserve, choose 1/16 and set transient loop mode to forward. Why beats mode? Because it's usually lighter than complex or complex pro, and it keeps the transients punchy, which is basically the whole point of using breaks. If your loop isn't lining up, don't go crazy with warp markers. First, find the first Reval downbeat transient, right-click it, and choose set 1.1.1 here. Then see if it plays tight. If it's still off, use only a couple of warp markers, just enough to lock the loop. Overwarping is one of the fastest ways to kill the groove and the punch. Cool. Now we're going to create the intro vibe with a tiny, CPU-friendly device chain. 3 devices. That's it. On Amen Main, at EQ8 first, turn on a high-pass filter around 90 to 130 Hz. Use a steeper slope, like 24 dB. So the low end is controlled. For an intro, we're teasing energy, not giving away the full drop weight. If it sounds a bit boxy, you can do a small dip somewhere around 300 to 500 Hz, but keep it subtle. Next, add auto filter. Set it to low pass. Choose the clean filter type. That's typically lighter than some of the modeled styles. Set the cutoff fairly low to start, somewhere around 300 to 600 Hz. Resonance, keep it tame, like 10 to 20%. We want focused, not whistling. Third, add utility. Use it to set your level and keep headroom. Aim for the intro to peak around minus 10 to minus 6 dB. That's not quiet. That's smart. Your drop will thank you later. Width can sit around 80 to 100% for now. Extra headroom tip that saves beginners every time. You can put a utility on the master at minus 6 dB while you build. It keeps you out of the red without you constantly turning individual tracks down. Later, when you're properly mixing, you can remove it or set it back to zero. Now let's arrange a simple 16-bar intro blueprint in Arrangement View. Hit Tab to switch to Arrangement. Bars 1 to 4, the T's. Duplicate your Amen clip so it plays continuously for 4 bars. Keep the auto filter cutoff low, like around 400 Hz. It should feel like the break is behind a wall. Now send a little to your short verb return to create distance. Not drenched, just there's a room. Let's set up that return quickly. On return A, add reverb, decay around 0.8 to 1.5 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 20 milliseconds, high cut around 6 to 9 kHz, so it stays smooth and not fizzy. And make sure the return is 100% wet, because the dry signal is already on your track. Bars 5 to 8, momentum. Now we bring in hats. This is where it starts to roll like modern DNB, even though we're using an old-school break. On top hats layer, you have 2 beginner-friendly options. Option 1. Drop in an audio hat loop. Easy, low CPU, fast results. Option 2. If you only have 1 shots, use a drum rack, but keep it minimal, like closed hat and maybe a ride. Don't build a massive kit right now. On the hats track, at EQ8, high pass it around 300 to 500 Hz so it's only living in the top end. If you need a little presence, a small lift around 8 to 10 kHz can help, but don't overbrighten it. Harsh hats will make your intro feel cheap. Now, the big energy move. Start opening your Amen filter from bars 5 to 8. Maybe you go from around 500 Hz up to 2000 Hz by bar 8. You'll feel the break coming forward without changing the pattern. Coach note: automation lanes can become a mess fast. For this whole intro, choose just 2 or 3 automation targets and commit. Auto filter cutoff is your main energy dial. Reverb send is your depth dial. Utility gain or width is your control dial. That's enough to make it sound intentional without turning it into a spreadsheet. Bars 9 to 12. Character edits. This is where we add a couple of signature moments so it feels like an Amen intro and not just a loop with a filter. Here's the low CPU beginner method. Audio edits, not heavy slicing devices. Keep the Amen as one long clip across these bars and only split where you need changes. In arrangement, use Ctrl or CMD plus C to split. Try one of these classic moves. Do a half bar mute right before a snare hit, so the snare feels like it punches through. Or repeat a tiny 1/16 slice one time, like a quick stutter. Not constantly. Just once every couple bars as a wink. And if you want spice, duplicate a tiny slice, then reverse that slice only. It's an old jungle trick, and it costs basically nothing. If you hear clicks after splitting, don't panic, just add tiny fades on the clip edges in arrangement. Micro fades solve 90% of chop clicks, no extra device needed. Also, don't over chop. One or two noticeable edits per 8 bars is enough. The groove has to stay readable. Bars 13 to 16, lift into the drop. We want a riser or noise lift, and we want the drums to tighten so the drop feels huge. On the FX or riser track, you can use something super light. If you want lowest CPU, use operator. If you already like wavitable, that's fine too, just keep it simple, make a noise-based sound, then put auto filter on it, and automate the cutoff opening toward bar 16. Send more of it to the reverb as it rises, so it blooms into the transition. Now the most reliable DNB transition trick in the world. In bar 16, cut the Amen for the last quarter bar or last half bar. Just silence. Let the reverb tail hang for a moment, then the drop hits. It works every time, because the negative space makes the next downbeat feel louder. Optional but nasty. Automate utility width on the Amen in the last bar. Slowly pull it from 100% toward mono, even all the way to 0% right before the drop. Then when the drop hits, you go wide again. It's subtle, but the contrast is huge. Now, let's set up return B quickly, just in case you want a little echo in the later bars. Use a simple delay, keep it short, and filter it so it doesn't clutter the drums. And again, return tracks keep CPU down and keep the mix cleaner. At this point you got a full 16-bar intro. Now we do the CPU-saving move that separates my laptop is dying sessions from smooth sessions. Commit to auto. Right-click the Amen main track and choose freeze track, then right-click again and choose flatten. Now all your filter automation, edits, fades, everything, is rendered as audio and your CPU load should drop dramatically. If you prefer, you can resample instead. Create a new audio track called Amen Render. Set input to resampling. Arm it, record your intro section, and then disable the devices on the original Amen track. Same concept. Commit early, stay fast. Before we wrap, a couple of more Amen. No extra plugins tricks you can do right in the clip. If one snare is way too loud, use clip gain or the clip gain envelope and pull just that peak down by 2 or 3 dB. That's basically free transient control. If you want old school spice, pitch one small slice up or down 1 to 3 semitones. Tiny moves read huge in jungle. And if you want a top layer without adding any samples at all, duplicate the Amen track. High pass it hard, like 700 Hz and up. Lower the gain a lot, and use it as a ghost hat layer. It glues perfectly because it's literally the same break. Now a quick checklist of common mistakes to avoid. If you're using Complex Pro on the break and it sounds mushy and your CPU spikes, switch back to Beats mode. If your intro feels like it lost its groove, you probably overwarped. Use fewer warp markers, and make sure the first downbeat is exactly on 1.1.1. If your drums feel washed out, your reverb is too long or too bright. Keep it short, high cut it, and automate the send down as you approach the drop. And if you've got no headroom, fix it now. Keep your intro peaks around minus 10 to minus 6 dB. Mini practice exercise to lock this in. Make a 16-bar Amen intro where the Amen is audio only, no heavy slicing devices. Use only 3 devices on the Amen track, EQ8, auto filter, utility. Add exactly 1 hat layer. Add exactly 1 fill, 1 bar max. Add 1 silence cut before the drop, quarter to half a bar. Then freeze and flatten the Amen track. If you want a challenge after that, Make two versions, version A's clean and classic, no distortion at all, movement comes from automation only. Version B is rougher and modern, add one dirt method only like a saturator on a duplicate track, and make the pre-drop silence shorter. And keep an eye on performance impact so you can name what actually changed your CPU. That's it. You now have a proper Amen style intro, arranged like a DNB track, with a workflow that stays light and stable. Audio edits, minimal devices, return effects, and commit early. If you tell me your target vibe, like old school jungle versus modern roller versus darker neuro-ish, and whether you want the drop to feel slammy or rolly, I can give you an exact bar-by-bar energy map and automation plan for a 16 or 32 bar intro.